Just a little encouragement as we prepare to begin the Lenten season this week with Ash Wednesday. If you're thinking about what should I do for this Lenten season, what's something maybe I can add to my spiritual life, can I highly encourage daily Mass? I know a lot of you here go to daily Mass from time to time. Some of you go 6 times a week, which is awesome. But if you don't have the habit of ever coming to a daily Mass once or twice during the week, I would highly encourage, what a great thing to do for the Lenten season. I know with schedules and kids and activities, sometimes daily Mass, especially in the morning, can be difficult to come to. But we have our Tuesday evening Mass, we have our Wednesday evening Mass, we have our Saturday morning Mass at 8 o'clock. There are other great options if an early morning weekday doesn't work for you. Again, it's just, I know when I started going to daily Mass when I was a young adult and I was in my early 20s and started going to daily Mass, it just had a profound impact on my spiritual life. It helped me come to love the Eucharist more and more, helped me come to understand about the liturgy so much more. So again, just an encouragement. You know, if you say, if you don't usually go to daily Mass and you say, for Lent, I'm going to go once or twice a week, that's great. Then eat all the chocolate you want, because that would be a much better way to spend your Lenten season. Perhaps you know the story of St. Isaac Jogues. St. Isaac Jogues was born in 1607 in France. Then as a young man, he joined the Jesuits, was ordained a priest. And as a young priest, he felt this call to the missions. And so in 1636, his Jesuit superiors sent him to Quebec, there to minister to the Huron Indians. He baptized, catechized, served and loved these people in the New World. There was a local tribe right next to the Huron tribe called the Iroquois tribe, and that these two tribes were often warring. And in 1643, Isaac Jogues was out on an expedition with some of the Huron Indians who had become converts and who he'd ministered to. And the Iroquois captured Isaac Jogues and his companions. And they were brought back to Iroquois villages. And there, all of them, including Isaac Jogues, were beaten and tortured, suffered from malnutrition, suffered from the cold weather. They were paraded from village to village in the Iroquois area, and Isaac Jogues had to watch several times his fellow Huron Christians that he had brought the faith to be tortured and killed right in front of him. This lasted for about 13 months. He was in captivity until finally a Dutch trader was able to help him escape. And so he got out, he escaped, got on a boat, and headed back to France. And when he returned to France, he was a hero, a national hero. This missionary who had gone to the New World, who had suffered so much for the sake of the gospel, his hands had become deformed from the torture. In fact, he had to have a special dispensation from the Pope to say Mass. In those days, a priest could only touch the host with his index finger and thumb, which he no longer had access to because of the torture. And so he had special permission to use other fingers when he celebrated Mass. Isaac Jogues could have spent the rest of his life there in France, lived out his days as a hero, told his stories about his adventures in the New World, how he suffered for the gospel. But after about a year and a half in France, he said to himself, I have to go back. I have to go and get revenge. And so he had an audience with the king because he was so famous. And he asked the king if the king would send with him back to the New World a battalion of soldiers. And the king agreed. And so Isaac Jogues set sail for the New World with his battalion of soldiers. And he took these soldiers back to the villages in the Iroquois territory where he was tortured. And he oversaw as the soldiers slaughtered hundreds of Iroquois in payment for their torture. Oh wait, that didn't happen. That's not the real story. What actually happened? Isaac Joes went back to France, and yes, he was a hero, and yes, he was tortured, and yes, his hands were deformed, and yes, he had to have special permission to say Mass, and yes, after about a year and a half in France, he had this desire, I've got to go back. But he never went to go see the king. He never asked for a battalion of troops to come with him. No, he went back just with one other priest to go back to minister, to proclaim the gospel, and to serve. A treaty was signed between the Huron, the Iroquois, and the French, and thinking that it was now safe to go back to Iroquois territory, Isaac Joes went back into the territory of the Iroquois to minister to them, to reach out to them, to the people who had tortured him. There were some in the tribe who didn't honor the treaty, and so he was captured a second time, and this time they killed him. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father." If you think about all the moral teachings of our faith, all that Christ calls us to do in our lives, many of them are very challenging teachings. We think about the teachings to live a chaste life and how hard that can be sometimes as we battle against our fallen human nature and our desire for lust in all of its different forms. We think about Christ's call to be selfless and generous and how hard that can be to battle against our fallen nature that wants to be selfish, greedy. We think about the call of Christ to be obedient to God and His Word and the Church and all her teachings, and how there's the fallen part of us that likes to be disobedient. But of all the teachings of Christ, of all the moral teachings of our faith, is there any teaching that so goes against our fallen human nature than this one? The call to love our enemies, to love those who annoy us, to love those who hate us, to love those we can't stand. You see, in a fallen world, my fallen human nature that we all experience because of original sin, this is how a fallen world thinks about relations between peoples. A fallen world thinks like this: whatever you give to me is what I will give back to you. So if you give me kindness, I will give you back kindness. If you give me love and respect, I will give you back love and respect. But if you give me hate, if you give me violence, if you give me pain, then the first chance I get, I'm going to give back to you hatred and violence and pain. That's how the fallen world, the fallen humanity thinks. We recognize this. We all desire in us sometimes revenge. How many movies are about revenge? We love to see someone get their revenge. But yet, this is not the kind of love that Christ calls us to. It's interesting that the only time in the gospel when Jesus mentions the word perfect is right here after this teaching. When he says at the end, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect," is right in connection with loving your enemies, loving those who hate you, because this is the way that God loves. Jesus himself witnessed to this. He came to witness to that fact that we who were enemies of God because of our sin, he still loved us. He still came to forgive us. What's the first thing that Jesus said when he hung on the cross? Right after he got nailed to the cross, the first thing he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He practiced what he preached. He forgave his enemies. He loved them. What are we called to do as Christians? We're called to reject that mentality of the world I'll give back to you whatever you give to me, because that's easy. It's easy to love the people who love you. Jesus says that. Even the pagans do that. And it's easy to give back hatred to those who hate us. The Christian, what are we called to? We're not called to give back what you give to me. No, the Christian is called to this. No matter what you give me, I will give back to you what Jesus has given to me. Let me say that again. What is a Christian called to? No matter what you give to me, be it good or evil, I will give back to you what Jesus has given to me. And what did Jesus give me? Mercy, compassion, love. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. This is the kind of love that we're called to. And this is why I need grace. I need the sacraments. I need the Eucharist. I need confession. I need daily prayer. I need adoration. I need all of this to strengthen my heart to be able to love those who sometimes it's very difficult to love. Isaac Jogues went back to the New World not with an army for vengeance. He went back with love in his heart. And he went back to minister to the very people who had chewed off his fingers. That's Christianity. That's what the gospel calls us to.